this man should be resting. This man should be sitting down here with his wife on this day. But instead, he chose to go to heaven, grocery store, to get some food to feed God's sheep. Y'all don't hear me. He chose to stand flat-footed on this portal, on this floor, and to preach God's word on the day when he should be resting. That's a blessing. So I'm here to introduce to some and to present to others. None other than my friend who I met over, we say 25 years ago, I say over 30. We don't know. Friends lose count of their friendship and how long, because it seems like a long time. And we just want to thank God for this man who God has put at this church. We ask you just to reach, extend your hand out to him and say, preach, Pastor. Preach, Pastor, on your day when you should be off. None other than Pastor Russell T. Perkins. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to open up heaven over Bread of Heaven Church and bless these, your people. Sanctify, hallelujah. Let your anointing have free reign. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you, those of you who can, please remain standing for the reading of the word. Luke 19, 1 through 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guests with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Hallelujah. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about from a topic, between worlds. Stay with me. It'll become apparent in a minute. Between worlds. Now, this man Zacchaeus was a publican, a tax collector, a Jewish man commissioned to collect taxes from his own people to give to the Romans. And the way it worked was he would take money off the taxes and make a living. The scripture says he's the chief publican. That means he sometimes could get a cut from the other tax collectors. But what it means is, and the scripture says, he became rich by being rough on his own people. He was positioned between two worlds. the Jews and the Romans. And sometimes we have to deal with more than two worlds. We know the scripture tells us that there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And sometimes we have to understand that when we are between worlds, praise God, that it's kind of a hard life. It's hard, hallelujah. We hear seminars. We got some professionals in here that go places for seminars. And they talk about work-life balance and trying to live in the world of the corporate world of the economy, and then to live with your family and to live with your friends and to find time to live, to find time to have joy. And then we find out that we serve a God who does not change. The circumstances in the world change. We're in changing times now in this world. Hallelujah. But we're supposed to be all right about it. Hallelujah. The word teaches us that we are not to be anxious about anything. Hallelujah. Wars, rumors of war, pestilence, all of that. Praise God. We are not supposed to, because I heard somebody say that the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, I shall not want, I shall not worry. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's going to take care of it. But in the process, we find ourselves sometimes caught between worlds. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We make up our mind we're going to go to church. We make up our mind that we're going to invigorate our prayer life. But somehow life gets in the way. Sometimes something in our system gets in the way. And we find ourselves, hallelujah, sometimes against our better judgment between worlds. Trying to make things work out. He entered Jericho and passed through. Several versions of the Bible say was passing through Jericho. Jericho is a place, that word Jericho means perfumed because of the balsam trees, because of it was kind of like a vacation spot in a sense, that they had palm trees, they had spices. It was called perfume. Now, here's this man, Zacchaeus, who had to lie to make a living, who had to skim off the top, had to get rich by doing things, hallelujah, that were financially oppressive to his own people. Hallelujah. And I love it that Jesus called him by his name. He said, Zacchaeus. Hallelujah. And guess what they heard? Hallelujah. Because Zacchaeus translated means pure one. He called them pure one right in front of everybody. Everybody he done tricked. Everybody he done been the junior con artist for. Jesus called them pure. How many know that our God can give us a new name? How many know, hallelujah, while we're struggling between worlds, that God can put us into a kingdom? Hallelujah. God can get us out of this tension we have between worlds, hallelujah, and give us the assurance of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that we serve a God that does not change? Times will change. People will change. People who love you will change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, brothers, if you're married, don't say amen because it might get back to your wife. Hallelujah. But sometimes in the morning, it looks like you're married to a different person than you were last night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to deal with that. Praise the Lord. We serve a God that does not change. But yet he gets sweeter as the days go by. I haven't yet figured out how he does that, how he remains the same and gets sweeter. But it has something to do with our pilgrimage and our walk and our journey with him. And along the way, hallelujah, in our brokenness, in our trouble, in our pain, a little bit more of his His goodness gets to seep into us. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves under his mighty hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those that don't need a physician, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. But those who are in need of the great physician, we find out, hallelujah, praise God, that time does not really heal. Praise God. But we have a great physician. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That uses time like a regular doctor uses medicine. Hallelujah. And he knows how to bless us even where we in. We know we caught. Somebody here know you caught between two worlds. Hallelujah. I ain't got to look at you. I ain't got to stare anybody down. Some of y'all been knowing the Lord a long time. Hallelujah. But from time to time you get caught between worlds. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say, well, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock and pray. Alarm clock go off, snooze. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this man was a poster child for being caught between two worlds. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah. So he was passing through. He's a rich man. Verse 3 is all of his key. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. He wanted to see Jesus for himself. Maybe he had heard something. Sometimes you got to hear something before you can see something. Hallelujah. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. You can't have that spiritual sight. That sight that looks beyond what is visible, hallelujah, unless you hear something. And he evidently had heard something about Jesus, praise the Lord, and could not for the press. No matter what kind of world you're operating in, you got to deal with people. And they in the way. And sometimes we allow people to get in the way between us and Jesus. Hallelujah. In the way. Hallelujah. He couldn't see because he was a short dude. He was height challenged. And there were people in the way. And he could have just said, those folks get on my nerves. I can't see Jesus. And pouted and went home. But he decided to do something undignified. He's a little man and he took out running. And they probably said, what he doing? And then he scampered up the tree like a squirrel to see Jesus. How many church services have you been in when somebody scampered up to the altar because they were under the weight of some pain? Tears. Hallelujah. Didn't come intending to come to the altar. In fact, coming to the altar might have been the last thing they wanted to do. But they came into the presence and they realized that they've been struggling between worlds. Hallelujah. And something happened. Might have been a song. Might have been a prayer. It might have been somebody who greeted you and hugged you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad we got nice people to greet people in this church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some churches you go to, you almost feel like, what am I here for? They done got nasty. Sit there. No, sit there. They're fussing at you, make you scared, think you're going to get a whooping in church. Hallelujah. But thank God we got nice people here. Hallelujah. Who love the Lord and love people. Hallelujah. And he climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. You see the first part of that verse? He ran before. Y'all stop being late for everything. Stop bringing up the rear. He ran before the place could get crowded. Mm-hmm. He went ahead. He ran. He was on a mission. I'm going to run as fast as my little legs would carry me. Hallelujah. to get to a place where he could see Jesus. And sometimes we have to have a determination to get to the place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To get to the sanctuary. To get to the place where the word is being preached. To get to the place that's been consecrated and set aside for the glory of God. A place, praise God, hallelujah, that's open in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To get to the place, hallelujah. To inquire into the temple. To come into the place, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, if you get to the place, if the devil don't get you before you get here, praise God, that God can work on you a little bit. It's like going to the emergency room. I've never heard this happening. But what if you went into the emergency room, you sick, you hurt, you bleeding or whatever, and then the doctor comes up and hits you dead in the face. We call it church hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're going to have some church hurt from time to time, maybe. I don't know. It's not guaranteed. But it's not guaranteed that you won't. Hallelujah. Because people who love you, but they don't always love you well. Hallelujah. And you come into church. Whenever anybody in here ever in the midst of a church hurt, or there's an old church hurt that you tried to keep in your rearview mirror and then it reared up, let me tell you something to think about. What about Jesus' church hurt? It was church folks that said, crucify him. It was church folks that said, give us Barabbas. Let's set Barabbas free and let's crucify Jesus. So next time you're feeling sorry for yourself off in the corner, sucking on your thumb, about ready to get into a fetal position, remember, you don't know nothing about church hurt compared to what Jesus went through for us. Hallelujah. Because he knew that there were burdens that only he could carry, that you couldn't carry. Because as kinsman and redeemer, he could step in. Three other requirements for a kinsman and redeemer. Just stay with me. I'm about to land this plane in a minute if y'all stay with me. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be bad to learn how to fly a plane but not learn how to land it? Woo, I'd be scared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Three basic requirements, and you can look at the Old Testament story of Boaz and Ruth and get a good description of how it worked back in those days. But Jesus came as our kinsman redeemer. First of all, to be a kinsman, a redeemer, you have to be near of kin. Now, the word of God tells us that Jesus came as our Emmanuel, God with us. John, the first chapter, says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. And then in verse 14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. God pitched his tent with us. God wrapped himself in flesh. Jesus, hallelujah, was born, hallelujah, of a virgin. He came into the world, hallelujah, and he came, praise God, voluntarily, hallelujah, to become near of kin with us, hallelujah. He could be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He could be tempted and tried, yet without sin. He knew what it felt like. He knew all things, but he experienced what it meant like to be hungry, to be betrayed, to be thirsty, to get tired. Hallelujah. He became near of kin. Hallelujah. But then also the second requirement is you had to have the resources to redeem. Praise the Lord. And every prophet that came before, all the Jeremiahs and Elijahs, hallelujah, all the great men of God, the Isaiahs, hallelujah, the Ezekiels, all of them, praise God, hallelujah, they did not have the resources to redeem. But here comes Jesus, God wrapped in flesh, Jesus with the chromosomes of heaven in his blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he had the resources to redeem. A kinsman redeemer can't write a bad check, can't write an IOU. They have to have the ready resources to redeem. And Jesus was the only man ever born on the earth who was able to do it, because he was a different kind of man. Hallelujah. Later on, he talks about Zacchaeus being a son of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, although he had engaged in some tricks, although he had done some stuff that was shady, hallelujah, although he didn't have a great reputation among the Jews, and we see them murmuring when Jesus said, come now, they murmuring, people still in the way, people still trying to get in the way, hallelujah, they murmured about it, hallelujah, but praise God, hallelujah, he was a son of Abraham, he was part of the inheritance. He had probably went through a dedication service similar to what Jesus went through in the book of Luke, the earlier chapters of the book of Luke, kind of like what we had here today. He had probably, according to the Jewish tradition, gone through a dedication service, and he was just as much a son of Abraham. But here comes Jesus. Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. But Jesus said in the 8th chapter of John, hallelujah, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Jesus came as the man from before. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him. And without anything, nothing was made except by him. He was the man from before, hallelujah, and before Abraham was, I am, hallelujah, said, come on, pure one, come on, Zacchaeus, I got to chill out at your house today. I got to bring something special to the house of Zacchaeus today. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he had the resources of heaven. He had, hallelujah, the kinsman redeemer relationship because he came in the flesh. And then the third requirement is you have to be willing. In the story in the book of Ruth, Boaz is trying to redeem Naomi and everything that pertains to Ruth, because he wanted to marry her. He had a kinsman that was near of kin than he was. He had to bring them together in front of witnesses and say, I want to redeem. You have a superior claim. What do you say about it? The other guy said, I can't tie my money up like that. I relinquish my claim. And so Boaz was able to redeem Ruth. Through that marriage, Boaz and Ruth, came a man named Obed. Hallelujah. Obed had a son named Jesse. Jesse had 8 sons. The youngest one was named David. When you look at the first verse of the New Testament, Matthew 1:1, it talks about the testimony of Jesus Christ, and the very first appellation is the son of David, the son of Abraham, in the first verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, praise God, Jesus came and was willing. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. He was the kinsman redeemer, praise God, came, hallelujah, because he knew we were in the flesh. He knew we would be struggling between worlds. He knew, praise God, that there would be pressure. He knew that in the world we're going to have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. He came, hallelujah, in the fullness of time because we needed a redeemer, praise God. Hallelujah. He came, praise God, with all with the authority of heaven, praise you, the Lord, to deliver us from our stuff. Praise God. And he knew, praise God, that we will be struggling with the worlds. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let what's going on in the world get in your spirit. Don't you wake up at night worrying about what's happening in Iran or Ukraine. Hallelujah. Or how they treating us. Hallelujah. Here. How they trying to wipe out black history. I hope I don't get in trouble with that, praise God, as if it didn't happen, praise God, hallelujah. Trying to play like the Holocaust never happened, praise God. Don't you worry about a thing, hallelujah. It's settled in heaven. We serve a God that does not change, hallelujah. Truth is truth, truth is truth, truth is truth, hallelujah. And if it's true, hallelujah, is going to stand. And God's word will stand. Heaven and earth can pass away, but his word is going to stand. Don't you spend a moment worrying about it. Hallelujah. Get in your prayer closet. Call on the name of the Lord. And say, Lord, you see what's going on. Hallelujah. I'm not designed to carry all this mess. I'm going to cast all my cares on you because I know you care for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, praise the Lord. The pure one. Hallelujah. The junior con artist. The trickster. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Climbed up the sycamore tree. Verse 5. Hallelujah. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Hurry up. Come down. Scamper back down. For today, I must abide at thy house. And he made haste. He did what Jesus told him. I wonder if everybody in here doing what Jesus told you to do. Hallelujah. Made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. Don't come into the church looking like you've been sucking on sauerkrauts and lemon. Come in here with some joy. Hallelujah. Who told you you were guaranteed to even wake up this morning? Come into the Lord's house with thanksgiving. Even when you get to the grounds, his courts with praise. Get ready to praise him. Think of this as a once and for all opportunity. Think about it as if it might be your last time. How many in here have been promised tomorrow? I don't care how young you are. You haven't been praised. You promised tomorrow. Come down with some joy. Hallelujah. And when they saw it, they saw him getting blessed. They saw him getting his life turned around. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. Don't let people get in your way. If you don't learn anything else today, do not let people get in your way. And let me give you a simple illustration. Now, God is perfect. He's holy. He's high and lifted up. Is that, we got agreement on that? People are not. So evidently, God has a higher standard than people. Right? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. What does that mean? The negative implication is, with faith, it's possible to please him. But his standard is way up here. Think about that. But people, their standard's down here. And you cannot please them. Seems like we'll be able to please a lower standard. But you cannot please people. You can be good to them. You can be considerate of them. You can be wise toward them. You can love on them. Hallelujah. They'll look at you getting blessed and start complaining. They'll look at you trying to see Jesus and they'll stand up taller so you can't see. Hallelujah. And we got to learn, hallelujah, that there is a higher standard that faith can cause us to meet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pilot, begin to lower your landing gear. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." You know, this reminds me of the prodigal son. He went out. He asked for an inheritance while his dad was still living. In other words, he wanted to live as if his dad was dead. Hallelujah. There are very few people, we hear more of it now, that will say they don't believe in God. Hallelujah. Or that God is dead, some kind of crazy stuff. But they'll say it in their hearts by their conduct. Hallelujah. That God is dead. So he wanted to live as if his daddy was dead. And he got the portion of goods. They didn't divide up the real estate, but the personal property. He got his portion of the goods. They didn't close the ranch down. Hallelujah. And he went to a far country. And he wasted his money with riotous living. He got to the place he had joined himself for a citizen of that far country. And he started looking at that hog slop and said, that looks good. And then he had a moment. Hallelujah. He was between worlds. And he said, he came to himself. He said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food enough to eat, and I have nothing. I'm going to arise. I'm going to go to my father, and I'm going to say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Just make me one of your hired servants.'" Hallelujah. And then he came. He got home. But before he got home, daddy, let me just use a colloquialism, it's not in the Bible, sitting on the front porch waiting on him. Saw him from a distance. And dad took out running to his son. Now, he had made this vow when he came to himself. "I'm going to repent. I'm going to say I've sinned against heaven, against you. And I don't want worthy to be called that son." But the dad came and fell on his neck and kissed him and put a ring on his finger, called for a feast. Now, if it had been me, I would have said, "We good. I don't have to make this speech, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. Make me one of the hired servants.'" But he went on ahead and did it. And that reminds me of Zacchaeus. Jesus has already invited himself to hang out with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then he said, "If I have stolen anything, I'm going to give half my money to the poor. And if I have stolen anything from anybody on a false accusation, I'm going to restore it fourfold." Even though Jesus had already agreed to come to his house. Hallelujah. There's something about keeping what you said. Even though when things get better, just keep what you said to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And people still trying to get in this way. And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house." Amen. Not just to Zacchaeus, but to his house. How many know that what you do affects the people around you? It affects your house. It affects your children. It affects your grandchildren. Hallelujah. "For as much as he's also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to say that which is love. Brother Sam, can I do the chair? I'm asking you. He said, go ahead, Pastor. He said, go ahead, Pastor. Elder Jackson, he said, go ahead, Pastor. Hallelujah. I'm going to close it like this, y'all. Between worlds. Y'all help me out. I need classroom participation as I try to land this plane. What is this?
A chair.
Thank you. We got some star students over here. What is this?
A chair.
This is Zacchaeus before he got to Jesus. This is you and me while we're struggling between worlds. This is you and me when we have sinned and come short of his glory. This is us when we're struggling to get up, but we don't have no more power to get up because, hallelujah, we've been in it too long and we need to be delivered. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is what Jesus does. Zacchaeus, this day, salvation has come to your house. Hallelujah. And then cleanses us, set us right back out. Zacchaeus was still a son of Abraham when he was down there. Hallelujah. And then restoration. Not just to original position, but to original design. And all God's people said?
Amen.
All God's people said?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify this word. Let somebody watch it later on Facebook and get blessed. Let somebody hear. Let this word be a seed for them to bless them. Hallelujah, out of your grace. Hallelujah.